It is I, the intro. Hear me and rejoice, for today we are truly blessed. Witness as our merciful hosts plunge themselves into the depth of the English language. Why, you ask? Behold, for there is another. He who shall be named Lee of Canada, first of his name, breaker of lamps, knower of stuffs. But be warned, what you are about to witness may disturb you. Grammatical errors are intended. The lack of vocabulary is an artistic choice. Or is it? Listener discretion is advised. You have been warned. So without further ado, I give to you the Isle of Lamp podcast with Sebastian, David, and motherfucking Lee.
Hello everybody, this is Isle of Lamp, the podcast, episode 89.
Welcome to our first and probably last international show.
Definitely the last one.
Sebi.
Ja?
Wir bleiben jetzt die ganze Zeit im Englischen, ne?
I do my very best.
Yes, ja, damit, weil heute gehen wir weltweit.
The same procedure as last episode, Miss Wookie.
Same procedure as every year, Sebi.
Ja, das ist alles, was
so, ich... So, let's just say hello to... A huge asshole, good guy as well, and way too smart person, probably the smartest person in the room. Hello, Lee.
Howdy, how you doing? I intend to disprove everything you just said.
So you think you're not the smartest person?
Can you prove
I should have said he's the cutest one. Shit, then I could say it's me.
Nah. Can you prove that you're not the smartest one at this table?
I guarantee I can do that.
Okay, how?
Tell me at the end of this hour, and I guarantee you'll be with me on that one.
Lee, whose head has been shown in the Tower of London for 26 years?
You got me, I don't know.
Shit, actually, how
do you do it? Oh, he's damn stupid.
You see?
Fuck,
I told you.
Okay.
I don't even know if the question was correct like that. I don't think it was in the Tower of London, but it was Oliver Cromwell.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that. For 26 years.
For 26 years. Yeah, it's like a cookie jar, probably.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps we have to explain who Lee is. Lee is the guy from the other quiz team. The other quiz team who every week kicks our ass. And
with a different name every time.
That's true.
Didn't even listen to the name anymore.
Yeah, it's just we just guess. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's three words connected with something from the last week. Probably Lee and the boyfriend from the host, which is also me.
What can I say?
He's got four answers.
Well, he's got to play somewhere. I'm not just leave it there.
We could buy him in, but no, that's just more rock and roll knowledge we already have.
You have played with Isle of Lamp once.
I have.
You?
Yes. Yeah. We won too.
We won. Oh
no, shit!
Yeah. Get a prize.
So yeah, Lee is the person we talk about when we said we came second in the quiz on Monday. Because he is the one who got in first.
I'm glad to know I was making
but
second.
But we're pretty good at coming second, right?
Yeah.
That's
the latest
skill.
And you said this was going to be episode 69. You promised to invite me on episode 69.
Did we?
Yeah.
At least it's 20 weeks ago. Oh my god, my English. Ich spreche jetzt auf Deutsch. Vergiss
es. No. You're staying in English now.
No. It's been 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's 7 minutes and I doesn't get any money for this shit here. Normally I only speak English if I get money for this. You know, I make a living for speaking English to some other guys who speak English to me. So, and now I have to speak English in my free time.
Yeah.
It's free time, the right word for Freizeit?
Spare time.
Yeah.
Isn't it spare time?
Free time's okay.
Free time?
I'll allow
it. It's okay.
It's okay. See, your English is okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's forgivable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think my grammatic is way worse than my vocabulary.
Grammar.
See?
Yeah. I just take the German grammar and put English words into it. It works. Ah, sorry.
It's for emphasis that it works.
Yeah, he's quite dramatic. He's a drama queen.
Yes.
Yes.
Please move on. It's your episode. You have to talk
about it. Why is it my episode? It's our episode.
I thought
episode.
It was my episode.
It's, okay. It's a special guest episode. Okay, yes. Monologue. Now, come on.
No.
Tell the people something about you.
I don't want the people knowing
interesting stuff,
me.
Please.
I told you, I don't have anything interesting about
Where are you from? You're from Canada.
I am from Canada. See, nothing interesting. I told
okay.
you that.
I found it very interesting because Canada is a very nice place.
Okay.
Are you from, I don't know, two places, Toronto or Vancouver?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you are from, okay, so are you from Ottawa,
like,
in the middle of them.
He looks a bit like he's from the city where Rob Ford is from.
Toronto?
No. Probably Toronto.
Toronto.
As the Canadians say, Toronto.
That's, well.
Calgary, you are from Calgary.
Very good,
ah,
yes.
Ah, okay, good guess, good very guess. Good.
It's the French part.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
No?
No.
Come on.
I don't know, I don't fucking know.
Only the places who sound French are French. Like Melbourne. Okay, yeah, Melbourne so isn't in the other one.
Nor is it French-speaking.
Melbourne.
Is it? Yeah, not Melbourne.
Las Vegas. It's Hawaii.
Montreal.
Montreal.
That's very similar to Melbourne.
And of course, Mozambique. It's right next to Montreal.
Yeah, and Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Yeah.
More.
More.
Yeah. How old are you?
I am 29.
Very good. Very good.
Are you selling this information? You know this already.
It's not about us. You know, if we would just talk about stuff that we know already,
you know, for
nobody would.
For preparation for this podcast, I catch my English school book from first grade, and I get all the vocabulary together for making this interview. So
did you have English in school?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was pretty
English?
Good at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else did you learn in school? Come on, if you just shy out like that, you both, guys, so...
Shy out? What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That,
shy
that's,
out?
That was never... That's not... No.
Sich feige raus klauen. Keine Ahnung.
Sich rausstehlen?
Ja!
To steal yourself out.
I was in Ireland. In Ireland we say shy
How did
out.
You get shy... Oh, I don't Pokemon. Care.
Pokemon.
That I understood. Yeah.
Yes.
That you didn't learn in first grade English class.
No, I learned that actually in first grade Rudolf Steiner class.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I know what that is.
I was taking care of a boy while being a coworker, and he taught me Pokemon on the first day at school.
You know what that means, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. You were taking care of a boy, and he told. All right, never mind. All six of your listeners who know what that means found that mildly amusing.
At least the one who's caring for children as well.
Who's that? But he does not know any Gaelic.
Oh.
Okay, wow. It's hard to get to that episode, I have to say.
Yeah, it's a language border?
Barrier.
The language barrier between us, between me and my jokes. Because I only have my jokes in German, and I have to translate my jokes into English, and then my German jokes aren't funny anymore.
Okay, we make a deal.
Yeah?
€1 for 10 minutes of German speaking.
What?
No.
Expensive
it's
episode.
Not funny.
It's not that funny. It's actually more funnier to listen to him in English, right?
Yeah. I'm only funny
You could speak. You could speak. Just help him out. Do also a German English accent.
So why are you here and why don't you speak German?
I do speak German. You asked me to speak English today.
He told me
that's
you can't
Austrian
speak any German.
That is not. Don't say hurtful things.
Say Bierfest.
Bierfest.
Bier. Say Schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
Say Eichhörnchen.
Nein.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Dann müssen wir wohl ins Deutsche wechseln.
Nein.
Is squirrel, Eichhörnchen, the difficultest word, the most difficult word in every language?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think.
Yes.
What is Eichhörnchen, squirrel in French?
Écureuil.
Écureuil.
Are you fluent in French? Is any?
He's a translator.
No,
that's
not.
Actually, you're working for a translation product.
Okay.
Or you work.
That's
worked,
closer
right?
to the truth.
You work for something like
I still
that.
Work.
You still work?
Yeah, I'm not.
Wow,
I'm
but you're an immigrant.
I am an immigrant, yes. I'm
but
one of the
he's
good ones.
From a good country.
Good ones, yeah.
And
well, actually,
he came by plane, not by ship.
That is true.
Wow.
No, I came by train.
Yeah, yes. But business-like, Canada is not such a safe country.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're not doing too good there, I read.
What do you mean?
You have more than 20% of poverty rate there.
What?
And unemployment rate. But probably they count in all the people.
Is he confusing Canada and Spain?
No, no. I think I just read about that. Yes, yeah, more than 20% on the internet.
Oh, well, it must be true.
The internet is already
okay. Then maybe it's not true, but I think it could be 20% unemployment rate if you count in everybody who's living like they're on their own in the woods, right? Because
that could be.
There is the. It is the possibility to just to live by yourself in the woods in Canada, right?
I mean,
like totally cut off from everything.
It's a possible thing.
It's not possible in Germany. There's one person called Öffs.
Yeah, and he lives in Saxonia in the woods. And
Saxonia?
Isn't it Saxonia?
Saxony.
It's a saxophone.
That sounds like a saxophone shop.
The sax man is now something completely different.
I go to the sex man.
You know the sex man?
I don't want to know.
Oh, no, he does not know because he hates the Eurovision Song Contest.
I do.
That's the thing I wanted to wait till we record that. He hates the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
The ESC.
You know, we are living in Germany and every Meinung is welcome here. So you can think whatever you want. If you're happy with it, it's nice. Oh. At least you're not black.
Worst answer. Okay. Cut up.
Good night, everybody!
And live from New York! So, yeah, ich werde jetzt einfach essen und die werden jetzt aber miteinander reden.
You can't do this. Okay, I prepared for this episode. This morning on the toilet,
prepared a bit for you.
On Wikipedia, and I read an article about the anthem of Canada.
Okay.
Which is beautiful. Canada's anthem is one of the most beautiful, this is the right grammar, the most beautiful anthem in the world.
He does not have a bad grammar.
My grammar is good?
Yeah.
I don't have the many words. I don't think so. Have 10 words, and I just mix them, and... Look,
I think the biggest barrier you have is yourself. Your English is better than you think. And that's actually a common problem with
exactly
people.
The same
could be.
Was my English teacher telling me.
See?
Yeah, I have every time bad grades in school. And I think the 10th, after the 10th grade, grade or class. Grade or class?
10th grade.
After 10th grade?
It's always the first thing. He's the only one correcting himself.
Yeah. After the 10th grade, almost had to repeat because of English.
Me too. 8th class. I had to repeat a class.
Really?
Because I had an F in English.
Yeah.
And German. Wow. And Latin.
But later on, I had an F in German. So because of German, I couldn't make my Abitur. Also, I did my Abitur because I did a so-called Rettungsreferat, emergency referat, paper viewing, presentation, emergency presentation for where I compared the speeches of Hitler and Bush while entering into war.
Huh. It would be a way more interesting speech if it would have been now between Hitler and Trump.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, right?
I suppose.
But Hitler Hitler didn't start any war.
No.
The blonde guy. The other guy didn't start any war yet.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Not yet. Give him time.
Could it be that he's the first president who didn't start a war in his first year of presidentship?
Well, no. Obama came into...
Yes.
When he started, he was already in two wars, right?
Correct.
So some people still say... And actually, Obama is it's Obama's fault that these two wars were happening. There are idiots in America.
Okay. I see.
I saw that on Fox News.
Oh well.
No. But actually, it's all Bush. It's all Bush.
Huge Bush.
And Jimmy Carter, no wars whatsoever. 4 years.
And Jimmy Carter is a nice guy. He's a Democrat, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't Jimmy Carter's wife some religious figure? Like, was she highly religious? And didn't she befriended herself with, what's his name? The hustler guy.
Larry Flynn.
Larry Flynn.
Flynn.
Larry Flynn.
I think it was Larry. The people was it Larry Flynn? The Hustler guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The publisher of...
Haven't you seen the documentary?
I'm
the
getting
movie.
Religious
there's
on one side, Hustler on one side.
The documentary. There's a movie about Larry Flynn. People was Larry Flynn. Yeah. Woody Harrelson and the killer of Kurt Cobain. I did not say that.
No. Wouldn't want that on... Oh, never
somebody.
Mind.
No. I'm just saying credit card usage. But, yeah. But in there, I think it's Jimmy Carter's wife who's befriending, with, becoming friends with him and turning him into religion.
That could be. I have no idea.
You should watch that movie. Lots of
tits. That's a reason to watch a movie now? Like 14?
Well,
I've had the internet since I was 12.
I don't, yeah,
you can just watch RTL in the afternoon and you see enough for the evening.
Or that.
If you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, if you like to see shocking tits. So, when you came to Germany, when
yes.
was that?
The first time was 2013. To live here.
Yes.
Yeah, 2013.
Well, like for a longer time to get to know Germany.
Yeah.
So you just came in 2013 and it's like, all right, I'm German now.
Yeah, basically.
Why?
Why not? No, I'd studied German. I was sick of France. And why not? Berlin was the cool happening place 4 years before that.
You know who you met there?
Who did I meet there?
Charles de Gaulle?
No. Close.
Close.
Another guy called Sebastian.
That is true.
Sebastian Buemi, the famous Formula One driver.
Okay.
Again, close.
Close, okay. Sebastian...
Let him guess. It's not Vettel.
Oh, he is Vettel. Yeah, no.
You look a bit like Vettel.
I do.
A bit.
No, I don't think so. This is an audio podcast. Why are you discussing what I look like? This is not fun for the four listeners.
No, we have to.
We
have to. Yeah, but by assuming similarities, people draw a picture of you in their mind.
So why don't you just describe?
It's more like a fantasy podcast and a bit ASMR.
And we are still figuring out how this audio medium is working.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm a pretty visual guy. Uh-huh. I cannot think in audio.
We use quotation marks all the time in this show. it's true.
And the other time
facial
on the show,
expressions.
We are Googling something and are silent for at least a minute because we have to search for it on the internet.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's what we do. People call in here. Everything.
I was going to say, should we take some phone calls? That could be fun.
Actually, are you bored already?
Are you?
No.
Oh, he is. Fuck it. We should not
talk. I can sing
it. Okay, we can say the real reason why he invited him, because we actually wanted to break his legs.
Yeah, because...
and then we leave you here in Calp.
Have you ever heard
there
of...
There are no air quotes there.
Tonya
no air quotes.
Harding.
Let the record show.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Tonya Harding?
I have.
Yeah. We do the Harding on you. Tonya.
We Tonya. But just to make the movie in 20 years...
Uh-huh.
And
will be a blockbuster.
Definitely.
It will have a subtitle, Wee Tonya, Electric Boogaloo.
That was the episode of this show that I listened to half of today.
Really? We had
episode 49, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, we had to explain because I still don't know why you were listening to us on YouTube.
Because I could find you on YouTube.
Yeah, but the first thing you thought, if you want to prepare for this episode, for us, you never listened to us before?
Correct.
Okay, so you got the idea,
like
okay,
everyone
just
else.
that's true.
Yeah. There's like a setting, where do you start Googling for something?
Yeah, but...
Like, you say Googling, right, for everything. For
sure.
Looking on the internet is Google. So you Google, then YouTube, then Pornhub.
I didn't look for you there.
No?
No.
Oh. Lucky you.
Yeah. Lucky you will find us.
I'm almost certain there would be results for I Love Lamp, and I don't want to see them.
Two guys making 69.
That's
yesterday.
Completely
we
different
got
video.
69 points yesterday.
Six
no,
guys
there
doing
were six
69.
Of you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, no, but why not? Why would I not look on YouTube? I can get YouTube from anywhere.
Yeah. But didn't you thought that a podcast, an audio medium, as I said before, this is audio.
I knew that, yeah.
Isn't the best, so YouTube isn't the best platform for an audio file?
Yeah.
For an audio file?
Yeah.
It sounds wrong. Why? Did you say audiophile?
That's fine.
It's like
I didn't say pedophile. We should make it
older. Other people who are audiophile. Like if you're sexually aroused by sounds.
Would you be an
audiophile?
I don't think it's sexual. I just think file just means that you love something. Fun fact. Not really. It's not all that.
So every person who loves kids.
Let's not go down this road. Nothing good. No. There is nothing good at the end of this road.
Great. He's blocking.
He's blocking everything.
Steering
it's
what
pot
I'm doing.
Blocking. Pot blocking.
Do you remember the gags?
The first time we met him. He's fucking dark, right? His humor is black.
There's some off color, dark humor there. Yeah. There's gotta be.
I mean, the first time you were sitting next to us in the quiz, it was an hour of telling dirty and evil jokes.
Well, y'all started it.
We did not.
You did.
You did, of course. Yeah,
it's probably James who started.
It could have been James.
It's probably the person who's not here right now.
Who's never there.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. It's always their fault.
So, Matthias.
But it was fun. No, we had fun. We bonded over those horrific things said about others.
Yeah, it's evil. What do you think about black humor?
I'm happy that you say humor.
That's the next question.
I know there are traps laid all over this question.
I'm cutting this, isn't it?
I guarantee you're not cutting this.
Yeah, we are building up a soundboard from every guest we have.
What do you think about black humor?
It's pretty funny. We had a guest once. We made the whole Reich speech out of his part.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody just knows your name is Lee. Nobody knows your last name, right?
That's
your surname
best.
Is completely unknown. What are the three worst things about Germans?
About Germans? Germans or Germany?
Or female Germans, whatever you would like.
Well, female Germans are Germans too.
Yeah, we consider them as part German, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's See, German, but without Ehre.
Thing one.
No honor.
That's hard. I don't know. Things I like least about Germans.
There must be something.
I'm sure there are.
I have a lot.
Well, okay, what's your...
Like, the worst thing is about people getting out of the train and then taking the first step and then wait.
Yeah, that's not a German thing. That's just people with legs on trains.
So it's also in Canada like that.
Well, we don't have trains. We do, but...
You don't have... But you have a subway.
Yeah.
See?
Have you seen the Toronto subway? It's just one line who goes through the city and nothing else.
Yeah, we fucked that quiz question once up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Of course not.
Fuck. No, but I haven't been in Canada for almost 9 years, so...
Yeah, but there must be something you think like, Germans.
Yeah.
Whoo, Germans.
Do you feel like a
the
German?
The fuck?
I don't know if
After 9 years.
I don't know. Well, I haven't been in Germany for 9 years.
Okay.
But no,
Where have you been?
Where have I been? I've been in France. Then I was in Germany. Mm-hmm. Then I was in Chile. Then I was in Russia. Then I was in Germany. Then I was in Russia again. And since then, I've been in Germany.
Okay. Let's talk about Russia.
Why were you... That's the first thing I was thinking about.
Okay. Why Russia? And why have you been twice to Russia? And then you came back to Germany.
Forgot his keys.
Wish. No, I'm, as you mentioned, really smart, so I went to Russia. No, it's true. I went to Russia to study journalism.
Ah, right? In Russia.
Yeah.
To study journalism.
Yeah.
In a land like Russia.
Correct.
So, let's say half of the classes weren't there.
Actually, not far from the truth.
Oh, the professor couldn't make it today.
There were times like that, yeah. We couldn't find anyone to teach the class. Oh!
So when you had exams, were there parts of the questions like blackened?
No. Russian-style exams are interesting. You get all, 20 questions beforehand. And you're meant to just sort of read them, memorize them, learn about those topics or subjects. And then you go in on the quiz day, and you just draw a piece of paper. And it has two of those questions on it. And those are your two questions.
This is a good concept.
I think it would be... It's the worst concept. Yeah. It's the worst. Right after our.
The problem is, if we consider to take this concept in Germany and do this in our schools, half of the pupil will fail because they are still stupid and they are still lazy and will not learn.
I don't think that would stop them from passing.
No. I don't think so. No. Because in Germany we have quite, like, on paper we have a great education, systematically.
Great education system. Clearly,
I listen to us. Our education system is perfect. Come on.
There's in Germany you have no problems to get education. I think Germany is one of the countries where education is not being used well by the pupils. So there's a lot of people who just don't care, like all of them, like we. Yeah. And there's, I mean, it's the English. It's the best example, actually. Every child in Germany has English from at least fifth grade on.
Yeah.
And we have to be in school till at least ninth grade.
Yeah, but you have to still have the choice to not take English in fifth grade. You can start with Latin, and then.
But not in fifth grade, no.
Of course. At my school, you could have started with Latin and take English.
Name one person who learned Latin from fifth grade and is not able to speak English. That's like everybody who takes Latin from the fifth grade is like, okay, that kid is probably too smart. This is not the problem we're talking about. I had Latin in seventh grade, and so I got and I failed it.
I never had Latin, and I can't speak English. Is that a coincidence?
Yeah, but the thing is, like every child in Germany has at least 4 years of English to learn in school.
Yeah,
but most of the Germans are not able to speak English fluently, and I'm counting you in as speaking fluently.
I'm not speaking fluently. Do you know the joke where
he's speaking fluently?
Where an English person is talking to a German person, and the German guy is explaining himself and not surrendering. The word is entschuldigen.
Excusing?
Is excusing himself for his bad English, and he's forming out in several lines and words and sentences how bad his English is. And then the English guy said, yeah, but it's okay, and there is wrong, spelled wrong. Why is it so complicated for any native English-speaking person to differ between there and they are?
I can't answer that. I don't have
but it's the normalest in the world for me.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think we Germans have a problem with that so much because our grammar is worse, so
because daddy does.
Yes. It's and everything and the conjugations and everything.
How hard is it to remember which preposition is this a preposition? Daddy does.
No.
What's it's a preposition.
No.
What's daddy does?
Article.
An article, natürlich. Was ist denn eine Präposition?
Meins.
Das. Ja. Irgendwie sowas. Ne?
Fürwort.
No.
So Fürwort.
No.
Oh my god, the Canadian is teaching us German right now.
Okay, the article. How hard is it to remember all the articles in German?
I don't.
You don't? You just problem guess solved. and
okay,
yeah. Have the chance, one of three.
I'll give you a list of words now and you name the article.
Fun.
Okay. Schiff.
Der.
Nah.
Boot.
Der.
Nah.
There's a movie that's called Der Boot.
Nah, it's called Das Boot.
No, it's Der Boot in English.
Echt? Really? It would be so great.
Der Boot. Der Boot. Okay, since you're too afraid to answer the question about what's the worst about Germany.
It's not I'm too afraid. I'm trying to. I don't have a.
What is the most cliche memory you have as from Germany, from Germans or Germany as you were a kid? Was there something like cliche? Or as a Canadian, you're probably not so much into Arnie, but what German
he's
thing?
He's also not German, but okay.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that Americans like separate that.
They have to.
But they don't.
Yeah, sure they do. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, last 73 years they have to.
Okay, so no, they still. There's a lot of Americans who think that Hitler's still alive.
Stop, okay, stop a moment.
Google that. That is not.
Google that.
That's not a thing.
I just read on Reddit that it's now scientifically proved that Hitler isn't living on the moon.
That, there we go.
Okay,
that
okay.
I believe.
This assumption you
that
believe.
I believe. Yes.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. The best thing about American about English is the swearing. You can just put up everything.
That's kind of
like
true.
You fucked hard.
But you can also in German you can say das verfickte Ding. You can say like yeah, so the fucking thing, the fucking smoking thing, the fucking beer, the fucking lead, the fucking microphone. You can say das verfickte Mikrofon, das verfickte Zigarettending, das verfickte Bier.
Ja, aber du kannst es im Englischen kann man auch
der
viel
Bier.
Schöner.
Der
also
Bier.
Also du sagst zum Beispiel nicht Bullenscheiße. Klingt ja scheiße, aber Bullshit hat mehr Power. Manche Wörter im Englischen haben einfach mehr Power als im Deutschen. Hm. Nicht so wie Eichhörnchen.
Ja.
Wir haben bei uns sind die technischen Wörter interessanter.
Mhm.
Ne?
Straßenverkehrsordnung.
Ja. Not bad.
Thank you very much.
sag mal Kreuzschraubenzieher.
Kreuzschraubenzieher?
Guck, da kommt dieses trockene
that's good.
Deutsche durch. Kreuzschraubenzieher.
Philips Head. It's a Philips Head, isn't it?
I have no clue.
Philips Head screwdriver. I do believe.
Well, it's cross.
I know.
A cross one?
Yeah.
What is it called in English?
Philips Head.
Because of the company.
Although I might be wrong. I might be wrong on the shape there. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm out. Was? Worum geht's?
Screwdrivers. That's what we're
gonna... Kreuzschraubenzieher sind bei denen nach der Firma benannt.
Ah, like the Tempo Taschentuch.
Like Philips.
But I don't know that it's the cross one. And I don't care. So
that's good. Because he's half American, because Canada is America. So you are American.
Okay.
You are an American, right?
Yeah.
Can you say that like this? Because for us, this America, first of all, is a continent.
Yeah, well, okay. But in German, America means north and south, doesn't it?
Yes, so you're North American.
Yeah, okay, there, sure. I can go with you on that one.
So since you're a North American, you're also an American.
Yeah, in this...
Or are you an American?
I am an American. That's another preposition for you.
Okay, we call this episode preposition.
Now we call it worst episode ever.
Der worst episode ever.
Ein Glück, dass wir einen Englischsprachigen eingeladen haben.
Ja, it was a wonderful idea.
Franzosen. Ja, Moment mal.
Yes.
Wer von uns kam denn jetzt überhaupt letzte Woche auf die Idee, hier überhaupt diese Folge so zu machen? Ihr beide.
You've been inviting me since episode 16. Oh, I understand now.
Finally.
You can't call this episode preposition if you don't know what a preposition is yet.
Do you know what how we called the last episode?
We call it fuckingly. We call it just fuckingly.
Das fuckingly.
Das.
Der
fuckingly. Okay, best German movie.
Oh,
Jesus.
Man.
There's nothing we can get out of him.
Well, I've been giving you great stuff.
No, where's the German memory? The weirdest thing you know, for you as a child about Germany.
Yeah, I don't know.
There must be something.
Well, I was never in Germany.
Doesn't
as a
have
child.
To be the top one, but at least in the top 10, something there must be.
Yeah.
Like Germans.
Yeah.
Is it the beer? Was it the Bratwurst?
It was probably it might have been Bratwurst. But this was like this is what Germans eat every day, all of Germany.
I do.
Well, you call us Kraut.
We do. Well, I don't personally, but.
You don't?
Isn't this a British term?
No.
I thought it's a typical British term.
Is it?
It's an Allied term.
The Canadians were there too.
Yeah, we were.
Were they?
Yeah.
Why?
I heard that the Canadians have a special
I didn't
force.
Even know you have a force.
I do.
They do have a special force. You have a real hardcore special force. When ISIS started, I read an article that Canada was actually thinking about sending troops from your special forces there to just clean up. And it's all just like
clean
lumberjacks.
Yeah.
All bushy beard guys.
Yeah,
we gotta fuck
go.
ISIS up.
Yeah, lumberjacks and a bunch of Mounties in the uniforms.
Oh yeah, Mounties.
And on grizzly bears riding.
Sibby, do you remember this horrible TV show from the 90s on
the the Mountie from Chicago.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait.
Oh, yes. We
know
that.
This.
We know
we
that.
Know this.
Wait.
We know
oh,
this.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You don't mean due south.
It's
is
about
it
a Mountie going to Chicago, becoming a policeman, I think, or something. Or like,
he's
a vigilante.
In German, it's called the Mountie aus Chicago.
All right, look it up. Cause
I look it up.
It's a TV show.
Well, yeah.
I think he had a dog. Didn't he have a dog?
That's not married.
He had a dog.
And isn't it the actor who's also the captain from How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, I have to look.
Due South. There it is.
Due South.
With, what's his name? Paul Gross?
Paul Gross.
Oh, fucking good.
Show a picture.
No, it's not the bad guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Hey, look at that. He's from Calgary. I like that.
I see. So, what's your relation to Mounties?
None.
Never been caught by a Mountie drinking illegal beer and eating.
What is a Mountie exactly? Is a Mountie like a special force? Is it like a national guard?
It's a small Mountie. It's like a bounty, but with.
Without chocolate.
With maple syrup on top. It's a Mountie.
It's a national police force.
It's a national police force.
So no,
like the police
cannot call that a force. Can you?
So. Yes.
It's not a force. It's sure. Maybe it's a trooper.
It's like
force is like, it's a way too strong word for that.
Compared to the CIA hat. Or to the FBI or
no.
So it's a national.
No, it's a national police. I don't think okay. You have that in.
Oh, we do it.
Really, the Mountie is like the FBI.
Yeah, that's way off.
Why not? The FBI is cool and corruptcy is.
I think Mountie is more like
high level,
like NSA,
or like NSA,
yeah. Or what's no, the security?
Yeah, because
what's the secure, special service?
Yeah, because you can't spot a Mountie.
There it is.
If the Mountie stands between 100 people, you can't spot a Mountie.
So you've seen him.
It's a perfect
spy.
What? They're not like fucking Yetis. Of course I've seen one. What do you mean?
In which way do you mean that?
So you've seen one? What? It doesn't make me special.
But you've been raised in a country with Mounties right around you, everywhere.
Like surrounded. Like,
surrounding
yeah.
you. Like everywhere in the city,
and
right?
No, not in the... Well,
are there Mounties in the city? Like, no. Like if there's a traffic jam, no. Is there a person with a ridiculous hat?
No.
Standing there?
No.
But as a child, you saw Mounties.
Yeah.
Okay. And
where is this going?
And you never thought like this hat looks ridiculous?
Well, they don't wear the fucking hat just around.
It's just a two.
Oh, they have it on a string like
no.
behind their neck or something. Way cool.
The uniform is ceremonial.
Ah.
Yeah.
So there's a cool outfit, so an everyday outfit and a ceremonial.
Yeah.
Outfit.
The same, but in black. That's
probably the sad days. Well, the normal outfit is a shirt and a bulletproof vest. I mean, they're
really.
Well,
so
yeah.
They're a really bad police force.
They're police, yeah.
Mountie still would look great if like a Mountie would just cuff him.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Very good.
Mounted?
Because they're formally the horseback.
Mounted. Mounted
riders.
Aufgesetzt. Also aufgesetzt.
Yeah. Ah, so Mountie. Isn't
he one of
Walker related to mountains?
No.
Ah.
Like in World of Warcraft.
I have no idea.
A mount, right?
Mount, yes. Yeah, you mount a horse.
How would you describe the noun mount? There's an English noun called mount, right? The mount.
Is this the
or
female
mount?
Mountain mounting?
Mount with a D.
This is
what's
a normal
that?
Female mount, yeah?
Yes, oh, and that it. Is the everyday.
Yes.
That's definitely not a Halloween costume.
Okay, I'm just going through some pictures and I only see the red custom there.
Well, yeah, it's because what people want
to
see.
Yeah.
Look,
there's a Mountie.
This is our Mountie.
Your
this
honorary
is
Mountie,
Merkel.
Mrs. Merkel, yeah.
Yeah. Merkel?
Merkel?
Merkel, sorry.
Do you say Merkel or Merkel?
I would say Merkel.
Because the first
smart,
time I heard Merkel, I was thinking about Anne unter einem Dach.
Because of Urkel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Family business or
family matters?
Family matters.
Family matters. Yeah.
What's he saying in English? War ich das etwa? Did I this?
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Isn't
that? Did
know.
I do that?
Urkel?
Yeah, but see, you guys would have grown up with that show, right?
Oh, great. So what shows were you growing up
with?
Well,
see, here's the thing. Like, we're all
next to
about
Mountie
the same.
Going south.
See, that's the thing. I never watched that shit.
Sure, that's your Knight Rider.
No. Knight Rider, Cosby Show. The one
is it Cosby Show? Okay, can you please do a small Cosby expression?
You see, when we talk about the Mounties, they get on your face.
You have to put the bill in the girl.
Come here, you'll tell the officer.
Okay, let's not do this. No,
why not? It's good. It's great.
In Germany, you all know these
impressions
shows.
Are good for podcasts.
I've heard that
works.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's a funny
bug. Like you start us off. But all these shows, and everybody just assumes that, oh yeah, he grew up watching, like, fucking Knight Rider. Like, no.
I think Knight Rider is in Germany.
It's Hasselhoff.
I think it's, well, Hasselhoff, that certainly helps in Germany. But I think that's maybe about 5 years earlier for us. And then it went into syndication, and German television's like, oh, that's super cool. We can buy it now.
Yeah.
And we were all, you know, onto cool shit. Like Seinfeld. Seinfeld is way lower profile here in Germany.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
The show about nothing. I always rejected Seinfeld.
That's
it got
you're
really
wrong.
Rejected. No, but I caught up. Especially when Comedy Central became way more famous in Germany. I started to watch it. And then
in German or in
first
English?
In German and then
I can't even
in Netflix on
the
you
good know, thing about Germany is that everything is translated very well.
Yeah, and Jerry Seinfeld in German is way better. It's
whoa,
Seinfeld
whoa,
Seinfeld is a terrible real voice.
But the problem is you can't translate jokes. Look at South Park. If you take South Park jokes and translate it to Germany, do you know the South Park episode where Kanye West is a gay fish?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's talking about fish sticks.
Fish sticks.
They say fish. Yes. Why do you say fish dicks?
Yeah.
Why not fish sticks? Isn't it way more, like, optically representative?
Yeah, but why do you want to fish sticks? Why,
fish stick.
Why, no.
Yeah.
Fish,
but
stick.
In German,
fish sticks, you just...
They took the joke, put it into the German translator machine, and out come Fischstäbchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they totally screwed up the whole joke.
Stäbchen is not a synonym for dick.
That much I knew.
Yeah.
Der Stäbchen, by the way.
Der Stäbchen. Of course.
Yeah, der Stab, das Stäbchen. Stab is an important German word for politics.
Huh.
Is it?
No.
I remember that.
But I mean, there are three different ways of translating something. There's the worst way, which Zeebe just explained, right? Just put it through a machine that translated it for you and then that just read it out. Then there is what Germany did in the late 80s and early 90s was translating it completely into different jokes which were in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Like famous German comedians like Kai Kofe.
Mm-hmm.
They translated, like they made up their own jokes, which is good. And then there is brave stuff where they really just use the American connections to that, and then just translate the joke into, but still having the joke in it. Like if there's like, Kai Kofe would translate a joke which is about Washington into
Berlin
or something.
Because
okay,
Berlin
yeah,
is
yeah,
the
because
capital.
Yeah,
of,
yes,
like that. But some movies or some TV shows also just translated it, and then they used like special rants about a city in America, like in The Simpsons, Seattle.
Yeah, but Simpsons is
the funny words.
Yeah,
especially
Seattle.
Especially the old Simpsons episodes are really bad translated. For example, there is a joke about a Subway sandwich. I don't know, is it
8 foot long?
Yeah, I don't know the whole context.
The one that Homer eats over the course of a month.
Oh yeah, that gets blue.
Can be, but Homer is talking about a Subway sandwich in English, and in German he's talking about an U-Boot sandwich.
Oh yeah, he's calling
it
a sub.
Yes.
Because in English it's also sub, right?
Yeah,
sub stands for both.
Sure.
Yeah. And in German it's an U-Boot sandwich. But I always
But
like
it's funny because they do olives on top of that always. They took a
right, sheet, yes.
A toothpick with an olive on top. So as a child I was thinking, that's why it says U-Boot.
Because it's got a periscope.
Really? Yeah, it does have a periscope. Does
good idea.
Thank you.
Very smart.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Oh, cool, cool. I like German translation. I like English, not translated, English episodes if they speak German. So like when Germans are in The Simpsons, like the attention the buyers for the
Uta
and Uta. The buyers for the
Bavarians.
The
Bayer is our intro.
Burns verkaufen der Kraftwerk.
Yeah, Burns verkaufen der Kraftwerk. It's original the title of
the
episode.
Title.
Burns verkaufen
really?
Der Kraftwerk. Yeah.
But also Scrubs great is a great thing or Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Probably something you saw.
But in this
Scrubs no, never seen
You've never seen Scrubs.
I know.
Jesus. Do you have Amazon Prime?
No.
You should Get Amazon Prime. This episode is sponsored by Amazon Prime.
I was going to say, are we going to cut to commercial or what are we doing here?
You want to have a break
don't
or what?
Have any commercial. Come on, we have 50 listeners.
Do you need to pee?
You're 50. You're 50 listeners?
50
Holy
listeners.
Shit. Fuck, I would have prepared had I known that.
we photoshopped a picture of you.
Oh.
Sorry, yeah.
Well, this is not good.
Tomorrow you will have a custom Mac and Mountie.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Do you have Instagram where the people can follow you?
No, I'm not 14. Of course I don't have Instagram.
I should say I'm not
14. Come on!
Yeah, but still, let's get back there. I mean, Germany is probably one of the best countries when it's about dubbing. Like, they spend a lot of money in dubbing, and good dubbing. I even say most of the time German dubbing is way better than the English original because... I don't know what the Americans have, but they think bullet sounds and cars have to be louder than the voices, which is so fucking horrible.
But it's realistic?
Yeah, but it's hard to watch a movie at 3 o'clock in the night.
Yeah.
And understand the people. Because okay, action movies are just for the afternoon, otherwise. No, okay. But
I thought of one of my least favorite things in Germany.
Funny.
Germans telling me about German dubbing.
Ah, cool. Good. Really? How many people did
it's not the first time. It's okay. Not the first time.
At least that.
Because I don't.
Second time.
Why would I watch German dubbed thing? Like, why would I ever see German Seinfeld?
Well, but would you watch a Japanese TV show without dubbing?
Well, no, of course not.
People would say
just
it's
for
a good show.
Just for interest. I was in Sweden some weeks ago and I watched The Simpsons on Swedish. I understand. I get every joke because I know every episode.
Oh, you know the app? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it was totally funny. Because
it's like listening to it and fast forward.
Yeah,
it's the best way to learn the language, actually. At least passive.
I guess.
Right?
Can you learn a complete language by only listening to our Simpsons episode?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, but you probably have some... errors like nuclear. Or der Kraftwerk.
Is he saying nuclear? Nuclear in English?
Nuclear.
It's pronounced nuclear.
So, any other TV shows which are maybe Canadian TV shows you were watching as a kid or cartoons or something? Is there anything?
Is there any Canadian TV show?
I don't know. Yes. For me, it's all American.
Now, yeah. See, here's the thing. There might have been some that made it over to Germany. I don't know. But the cool thing about growing up in Canada is you get all, you know, Simpsons and South Park and all these big shows and whatever.
Because you don't have any own identity. And...
No, that you do. And the government feels this horrible inferiority complex and needs to sponsor all these Canadian content shows.
Mm.
So every, because they're never good, so they get canceled after 2 years. But there's one.
First joke about Canada and South Park. Well, we're on strike.
Get me some of that internet money. But there was this sweet spot after South Park, exactly, 11 till 12 at night, during my teenage years, and it would just be these really low-budget Canadian shows that no one outside of Canada has heard of, and no one in Canada with any self-respect would admit to watching, except me, now that I'm free.
Nobody's listening. You can
but they were just
free.
Brilliant because they had so little money.
This
but
is actually
complete
aired
freedom.
At 11 o'clock in the night
is
in
this,
Canada.
Is this the new show?
Yeah.
Well, and it'll be cancelled in, well.
No! We have a really poor animation company in Singapore.
Perfect.
Yeah. Trump is just picking it up.
Singapore. Well, good thing you went for a bargain.
So what was this episode about?
You did
so
not
what,
name
what,
a show.
What is a typical Canadian show?
Well, typical.
Is it just like a sketch?
Yes,
show?
It's just Mounties all the time.
Mounties telling jokes in front of a wood. They're standing in front of
and a beaver. A Mountie and a beaver come to a bar.
Robin Sparkles.
Robin Sparkles,
yeah.
See, another show I've never seen. I've seen one episode.
I see quotation marks. You haven't seen How Much Your Mother, right?
I have not. I think I've seen one episode. I just, all right.
There's a lot of Canadian jokes in it because one of the main characters is from Canada.
Is yes,
so, and yeah. She's a Canadian teenage superstar with a really bad robot and everything.
With a really bad robot.
Yeah, there was a really bad robot in this episode.
Can you just Google Canadian TV shows? That we at least have you know. If he doesn't come up,
you know, I've been in Canada two times, and I, of course I watched TV, and I was very surprised that there were no shows. I'd like to watch between 5 in the evening and 8 in the evening because on every channel were news.
Yeah.
And only local news. And
that is quite true.
Every
really
shitty
part of every shitty town has its own broadcast.
Yeah.
And there are all these special news.
Like, that's also like the Americans do.
Like
right?
A beer has eaten from this trash can and a special report because the beer is in the town.
Good question. Yeah.
Bear.
Bear.
Have you
bear
ever
beer.
Had
dare bear.
Have you ever had a moose in your garden?
No. No.
Have you ever had a fight with a moose? A moose. Did you ever kill
have a
beaver?
Guess. Well, that's... I don't know what you... No.
Okay. Not in Canada, right?
Not in... There you go, yeah.
Have you ever played...
In Russia, you can shoot everything.
Have you ever played hockey?
Yeah.
By yourself?
But,
have you lost a tooth?
Have you lost...
By myself? What?
Have you lost a tooth?
What? That's not a Canadian... I'm assuming you have...
Tooth. No, but as a hockey player, it's
while playing as a consequence... No. No.
Have you been in a?
Are you
in
accepted
a team?
To play hockey
no.
by other players if you don't, if you have all your teeth left?
Yes, that is the hazing ritual.
We're finally getting to that racial part.
Okay.
So,
has a
did
race?
You did you have a did you have a school team an ice hockey school team?
No.
What do you Canadians think about about hockey? Just hockey, like field hockey.
Yeah, so you have to have a qualifier. Hockey is hockey.
So what do you think about field hockey?
Why? What's the point? Okay. I mean, that's fine.
You thought
I'd
talk about field hockey?
No, okay. just like the country which is most famous for hockey. What do they think about a ripoff like field hockey?
Ah.
Like, we don't have any ice.
Yeah.
That was a really bad Canadian ice.
Ice?
That was Canadian?
No.
So I looked up Canadian TV shows, and I'm surprised I saw
you looked
one
up
of them.
Orphan yeah. Black.
Orphan Black is a Canadian TV show.
Isn't
what is
that?
Awesome?
Orphan Black is a wonderful Netflix series about...
A black orphan.
A black orphan? No, she is a black... She is... this is Orphan Black.
Okay.
And the plot of the story is that she has different clones. Clone sisters... who don't know each other, but suddenly they come together and they have to fight to against the company who cloned them.
Uh-huh.
And at least there's one bad clone who's working for the company. You know, it's very difficult.
Isn't that
does
Dark
sound
Angel?
Like
is Dark Angel a clone?
Yes.
Really? Never saw it. But Dark Angel isn't Canadian. Trailer Park Boys, of course.
There we go, of course. Yeah.
Trailer Park. Is this one of the cheap TV productions you're telling about?
No, I think... Although, you know, perhaps. Now, I think that sort of began in that sort of cheap mold, but then...
I was not
it's quite
able
a funny
to,
show.
To watch it.
No?
I just can't. No. Every time... Because it's always on top on Netflix. If you start Netflix on my computer... Trailer Park Show, Trailer Park Boys is the first thing you see as promotion. And every time I see that guy with his glasses, I just think, nope, scroll.
That sounds discriminatory.
It felt for me like a Jackass ripoff or something. I think that came out right after
what?
Jackass was famous.
It's not even like Jackass, though.
I don't know.
I think the X-Files was a Canadian episode.
It was shot in Canada. It's an American show.
I think Siri has to show me in a second because...
Oh, Hockey Night in Canada, the famous TV show, every night, Hockey Night in Canada.
I see, is das Bier leer?
Der Bier.
I see, did I see Evan and Chipmunks right now?
Evan and the Chipmunks is Canadian?
What?
Evan is Canadian?
No.
No?
This must be lies.
Okay. What do I see, what I know? This is such, Vikings. Vikings is Canadian?
I don't know. There must be another one shot there. I have no fucking clue.
Warum hast du eigentlich Akte X gegoogelt und das kommt hier raus?
I don't know. Okay. Why are you speaking German to me?
Because your brother is German.
Oh, you got Degrassi with Drake.
Oh, really bad movies. Oh, yeah. Winona Earp. That's a really cheap
what
TV show.
What the hell
show. Is that? That's actually a comic about the great-great-granddaughter of Wyatt Earp.
Oh, that sounds good.
She has a magical... revolver,
yeah.
Which she uses to ban demons who are like ghosts of the people that Wyatt Earp caught. That's a good summary. Okay, so since Zibi is still looking for something,
what is he looking for? Doing?
I don't know.
The three things defined by Vuki, Zibi, and Lee.
Do you know this part of our little podcast?
I don't, no.
You don't? Okay, so thank you for listening to this podcast and good night. No,
that's the first time that Zebi thinks should be it's time to wrap up.
Oh, is this the red
this
light?
This is the red blinking, light is blinking and we only have 5 to 50 minutes left.
Okay.
So we now step up and presenting a random list of 3 things.
Okay.
About a topic.
Oh. And today's topic
is... Yes.
The real one or the fake one?
No, the real one. The real one. Because he did not prepare, which is also nice.
Okay.
So
we are now talking about the 3 things why Canadians should be ashamed of their country.
Mm.
Yeah.
That I can do.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I think I can do that.
Okay, so I told you this, at lunchtime that you should prepare for 3 things you're proud of to be a Canadian.
Yeah.
And we try to blindfold you and to bring you here and then tell us why these 3 things are actually the things you should be ashamed of.
Ah.
And you could not prepare because you could not think about 3 things. But that's when you right. say, tell 3 bad things about your country, you immediately say, yeah, no problem.
I can do that.
All right.
I feel very confident.
Could it be that
welcome to Germany? That's actually a really good German thing.
There it is, yeah.
Couldn't
yeah.
be that it wasn't your free choice to leave Canada.
No, it definitely was.
Yeah, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't there any kind of parole? Isn't there a Mountie waiting at your
Mountie
at your home, waiting to, for you
that's
to come
a
back?
Different thing. That's
riding
a different thing.
Grizzly at the border patrol.
There's so many things I actually wanted to still ask about Canada.
You can ask away.
Have you ever locked your door?
Yeah.
I learned from
that, no,
Michael Moore
bullshit.
That the Canadians don't lock their
doors. That, no. Sorry, I saw that and none of that is true.
So you went to your neighbor and you opened the door and said, did you see that fucking show?
This is fine. No. That's just a home invasion.
Other
a small
question,
one.
Why but... does no American lock his door?
What? That's not a real thing.
It is not?
No.
That's the thing he was talking about.
I see it on television. You just go to a door and open the door. And you
no, that's just that that's just fleeking it up.
Ah, and then there's a locked door and okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anytime
Canadian
USA.
Buildings?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How are they?
Yeah. Like there's this, the Beverly. Are they like the Beverly Hillbillies? Or ZZ Top?
Are those? How are those?
From the
similar.
Look.
From the look.
From the look. Don't tell me that ZZ Top is not at least looking a bit like a hillbilly.
I don't really get.
Okay.
I would not go along with that. Canadian hillbillies do not look like ZZ Top.
I would start with one of my 3 things. One thing of what Canadians should be ashamed of. Yeah, it's their neighbors. So I love one of the biggest problem for me is that I really like Canada. I've been there twice and I will be there at the end of this year. So I
presumably.
Hopefully.
If you don't fuck it up.
If I don't fuck it up. Yeah.
It's his
honeymoon?
Honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
You don't woo on your honeymoon anymore. That's the first party you don't woo at anymore.
Yes.
Well, where are you going on your Canadian honeymoon?
We are going in the Rockies in the winter.
Okay, yeah, that's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
Why?
They look for Mounties.
Hopefully we are looking for Mounties because I heard that Mounties are very warm-hearted people who can tell best stories about the places and give us free food and let us to the fire because it's cold and share beds with us. I really don't know.
Okay.
I've been there in the summer and it was very
awkward, cool
and I want to see snow. You know, I live in Cologne. If I want to see snow, I have to go to Neuss in the Skihalle.
You know the thing is when I was turning 18,
it's like 40 minutes from here.
Yeah, but it's too cheap. You know, I love to pay 900 euros to fly to Vancouver.
Yeah,
but to pay $500 for a pickup or something like an all-wheel drive.
Yeah, sure.
An Allradantrieb.
4x4, right?
Yeah,
sure.
And drive from Vancouver to Calgary just to drive through the Rocky Mountains.
Okay. Yeah, you have to say, come on, it's a total different view,
Canada and
Germany.
I mean, that trip, that is worthwhile.
Okay.
Fine.
This is the...
I'll give you that.
The thing is, when I started turning 18 and I was thinking about what should I do with my life, I really thought about...
Wait, you thought about that?
Leaving Germany for Canada.
What?
Yes, yes. I had that dream for years.
Why?
Because I always thought, like, yeah, Canada, it's like snow, loads of snow, the good America, and yeah, just an English-speaking country. Which would
Canada is
cool.
Actually the good America. Exactly.
Okay, okay,
there's
okay,
the
okay,
good
yeah.
America yeah, and the bad America.
Give him so much props for that.
But
right?
But there's a good America and the bad America. Like
I think it's
Germany. Good. Germany is a good Europe, and Österreich is the bad Europe. So, Österreich, Austria...
That's the second thing the Germans always try to explain to you, right?
Yes, yeah.
Austria is exactly like the United States of America.
What?
Presidents have nice haircuts.
It could also be Germany and Bavaria. That's maybe more accurate.
Okay, Bavaria is the United States of America from Germany?
No, it's the United States. It's equivalent.
It makes me very happy that you thought, okay, Germany is the good Europe, and then oh, I gotta think of another country in Europe.
I'd read a good
Austria!
It's about the language.
Oh.
You know, if I, if I said Poland, for example, I could have started the next World War. So
we're not allowed to talk bad about Poland for another, how much? 22
you can.
Years?
22 years.
22 years.
I don't know. Now the AfD is in the Reichstag and it's called Reichstag again, and we will see. Perhaps in a few years we are free to talk whatever we want. Yeah.
We actually once had an episode where we started to talk about for 10 minutes at the beginning pretending to be in the year 2040.
Okay.
And talking looking back
retrospective.
Our lives and, okay. How great we became and everything.
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Okay, getting back to your 18-year-old dream. What is this fascination with snow?
Snowboarding.
Yeah, okay.
Snowboarding.
It's white and puffy and I want to snuggle in it and I just want to jump in it and
I like snow more than summer because I do look
what?
Better in a jacket than in bath suits.
Yeah.
Bath suits?
Bathing suit.
Bathing suits?
Yeah.
Isn't that only a female thing? In bathing shorts, let's say like this.
Okay. Shorts.
Right.
Just
shorts.
Say
shorts.
Right. Trunks.
Trunks.
That's what you're thinking.
Speedos.
Yeah.
Speedos. banana hammocks.
Yeah. That goes well with snow. There
okay.
You go.
So, what is your favorite, what are they called? Franchise. Your favorite Canadian food franchise.
Oh, man.
Well, what was your...
Of course, Tim Hortons.
Isn't
no.
Hooters also?
What?
Hooters isn't that Canadian?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
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 No. Okay, what was your favorite fast food in Canada?
Oh, man. Probably Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
But Wendy's is not Canadian.
We're still allowed to eat it.
You're allowed to eat it, but it's like McDonald's, but with a redhead.
Yeah.
But it's all American
shit,
right?
But they have a redhead,
right?
Too.
Oh yeah,
it's all American bullshit that comes up. Like it's, the Canadian Wendy's still has every ingredient from the US, so it's all just maize syrup and everything. Corn syrup.
Corn syrup. Well, yeah.
So you could be right now. We could sit next to a person who's already infected by Monsanto.
Almost
is
certainly. Almost certainly.
Okay.
Made a point of it. Integration.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important. I heard that Tim Hortons. I really like Tim Hortons when I was there because they have the best coffee. It's so much better than Starbucks. And
the coffee is not coffee.
So Tim Hortons is a coffee place.
It's not.
It's just crack with water.
But I like it.
That's
the crack part you like.
The first Tim Hortons I visited was in Vancouver. Do you know the district East Hastings?
No.
Is this popular in Canada? Okay, because...
we know districts from other cities in Germany. Yeah, yeah. We're not that stupid. We know the Reeperbahn.
You know Kreuzberg.
Yeah,
Reeperbahn.
Sure. Neukölln.
Because it could have been that East Hastings is very popular in Canada because it's... not that good area. You know, it's not my first time in Canada, and I
also know
because
unpopular
of the jet,
German.
Because of the jet lag, I woke up at 4 in the morning, and
yeah.
I thought, okay, go for a walk. Why sleep? It's head outside, the sun is rising, and just go out. So I made a wrong turn, and I was in East Hastings. Very beautiful place, very cheap drug prices. And
say, is this East Vancouver? It sounds
is that
East
named
Vancouver.
after the
Vancouver,
British?
Yeah.
The British isn't Hastings also a countryside in England?
Yeah,
could be.
Oh, okay, Just looking for connections.
Yeah, but
and you found one. Well done.
Very much. Yeah.
I found my first Tim Hortons, and my first Tim Hortons experience was
a beacon in the night.
This is not French, Steve. It's not Tim Hortons.
Tim Horton. Tim Horton.
Tim Horton.
I found my. Je cherche pour ma première.
Une dune.
Tim Horton. Tim Hortons. And of course, I. Here, this potato bag. How do you call it? Reibekuchen.
Hash brown.
Yeah, of course. Sure. Yeah, I had to buy a hash brown for a junkie in front of the door because he was.
We had to.
I was frightened. I'm a nice German. Yeah, and then I was sitting there with my girlfriend and drinking a coffee and eating a bagel. And
wait, are you still marrying this woman?
Yes.
You took her out in East Vancouver at 4 a.m. and she's marrying you?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. So she's feeling very safe around me. So
why? Why is East Vancouver such a Canada is really not a place for me where I would think dangerous.
Yeah, but
I think dangerous. The most dangerous thing about Canada is wildlife.
It's not dangerous because but I thought people there. If you're thinking about a Family Guy hooker. Yeah.
Okay.
There is a lot
exactly
to unpack there.
This person was sitting right next to me and was sleeping at the table at Tim Hortons. And then suddenly an old man came into Tim Hortons and was yelling to her, "Bitch, where is my money?
I want my loony!" So, bitch, better have my loony.
My first Canadian experience was actually a pimp who was slapping her, his bitch, and was him demanding what...
This could also be probably my first experience in Cologne, actually.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, but
so
nice.
There are rotten people in Canada as well.
Completely. Yes. Okay.
What do you get at Hortons? Except from crack.
Crack coffee.
Coffee, bagels, very nice lemonade, iced lemonade, very nice. It's freshly made, definitely, with syrup.
Syrup
and ice. Yes, it's wonderful. It's very good. I can, if you ever go to Canada, because Tim Hortons, why I don't say the H? Tim Hortons is only located in Canada.
Is Vancouver the French part?
No.
It's
totally
on
the other side.
But
there's only one Tim Hortons in Afghanistan. But only in Afghanistan,
on
Canada.
It must be on the forces base, right?
Yeah, it's on the forces
base. Yeah, but how long until it's in Germany? 5 years. In five
I
years,
don't
we
lie.
Have Tim Hortons.
No.
Because why not? Because why not? Because of the globalization, it's just there will be.
The biggest problem about Tim Hortons and why they can't expand into the world is that their claim is that everything they sell is produced in Canada. So every coffee bean, every sugar cane, everything, every bagel has to be produced in Canada and has to be exported to Europe, for example.
Whoa, hang on. You're telling me that I didn't know this.
Yeah, but I have a good friend of mine.
Where in Canada is coffee grown on that
okay,
scale?
Okay, they import the raw coffee and they print Tim Hortons on it.
Okay, you see, the story is changing pretty quick here.
Does Canada weren't there any Canadian colonies or something?
Canada
we
was a
Canada.
Colony.
Yeah.
But Canada was never expanding or something. Like never.
Well, I mean,
no, they
because Poland was once Russian and German, but once it was really huge.
Yeah, the problem of Poland, the neighbors,
the problem with Poland. Let's slow down here a little bit.
Oh yeah, because he's been to Russia and now he got brainwashed and everything.
I still have to get my German citizenship. I don't need this shit on my record.
Yeah, well, surprise. This is first part of the test.
Yes.
You
did great.
Disagree to speak in German, which is not really good.
Oh, but yeah. You still have the chance to get 4-5 points on your card because you need at least 6 points. And just by singing our glamorous national anthem.
Yeah. Oh yeah, can you
the right
do you know the words of the German anthem?
At least you know.
You don't have to sing.
You know that there are.
I know which ones not to sing.
Okay.
And what are the three Recht und Freiheit, and then there's one before that. But,
Einigkeit.
Unity,
unity and right and freedom for the German fatherland.
Der, danach, therefore,
danach lass uns alle streben.
Therefore, let us streben.
Brotherly, hand in hand.
Ah. Brotherly, hand in hand. Unity and right and freedom are the luck. Unterpfand?
I don't know what the English word for Unterpfand is.
Unterpfand. Underpand.
Underpity?
Under deposit.
Under deposit.
Yeah.
I'm certain.
I'm certain it's... glow in the glowy? Glowiness? Glow in the glowiness? Of this luckiness?
No.
That's what it is now.
No, it's blue. Das ist nicht blue. Grow. No. What is the English word?
Blossom. Blossom in the
blast. Oh God.
In the light, in the shiningness.
In the shimmer.
In the shimmer.
Shimmer.
Yeah. Okay. Where was it leading to? Do you know
that
this is a great bit? This translates from memory.
There is a German national anthem. There is an official German version of the Canadian anthem because of the German Minderheit in Canada.
Really?
Because every Minderheit, what's a Minderheit in English?
Minority.
Every minority in Canada has its own version of this, like the French have their own version.
Wow. So French little different than the German.
Do you know the Canadian anthem in French?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not a French Canadian.
But
I know that it's really weird.
They have a totally different. Can you? You don't have to sing. You can sing, but you should not.
I won't.
But can you tell us the Canadian anthem?
Actually, it's a good question. I don't know if I still can. The notes? No.
C G G G A C D E F G D.
Every musical artist is going crazy right now. That's wrong!
It's like showing a... yes.
Wait, who's the quiz brain here? You're the artist.
I suppose.
You're the one scratching yourself the whole time.
That's because I'm jonesing for Tim Horton's crack coffee.
We can sing the Canadian anthem in German.
Oh, no, I would like to hear you two sing.
Oh, Canada... Mein Heim und Vaterland.
Oh, everything's a Vaterland to you people.
Wie glücklich der, dem hier die Wiege stand. Das reibt sich sogar. Das Herz erglüht, wenn wir dich sehen. Du Nordland stark und frei. Wir halten Wacht, oh Kanada. Wir halten Wacht dir treu. Das ist Deutsch? Wir halten Wacht dir treu? Canada.
This really sounds like a preposition.
Oh, is it preposition?
It's a preposition.
It sounds like in like 11 o'clock in a church. Like, okay, everybody, open now, page 110. We sing the second verse.
They even have a translation in Inuktitut.
There you go.
So, what do you think? What people are these?
These are the Eskimos, aren't they?
Whoa! Shit! Oh boy. Okay.
Wait.
Oh no, there is
we are actually one of the German generations who has just been raised with words
like Negakuss.
We were completely
are
nuts.
You the last one?
I am the last one who was actually allowed to use Negakuss and
Zigeunerschnitzel before political correctness. There were just words for us like Zigeunerschnitzel.
You still read that one though. Zigeunersoße. You still see it.
Every huge company in Germany, every mass producer has taken it off. But every personal small fair bistro, they still write it down.
Zigeunersoße.
We are the last generation growing up with these words, not knowing that they're actually offensive. Like Negakuss, which is for me was never the connection to the actually bad word, or Eskimo. Eskimo was just for us. It was just Eskimo.
Those are comparable. Yeah.
And I think I was 13 when I learned that the actual word is Inuit. Never knew.
Yep.
There's another word.
But I did not like Zigeunerschnitzel. But I also have never known that Zigeuner is actually a bad word until I learned it in English, in Polish. And in Polish, it sounds way more offensive.
What is in Polish?
Zigan.
Oh.
And when you say ts, when you make the sound, when you start a word with ts, with this facial expressions you do when you try to say ts, it's already a phase of underappreciation. So, yeah. Yeah. Zugang. That's just not nice. Hmm. So, yeah.
How do you like that?
We are excused for that, I think. We it was not our fault.
I suppose
it was fault. Never our fault. As
it's
German.
The TV. Yeah, it's the Austrian.
Good point. Good point.
It's failed artists.
At first Hitler, then Conchita Wurst.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. To mention Bayer. Wow.
Ayo! Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Are we doing our three things right now?
Yeah, that's we're still at your
we,
first
yeah,
thing.
We were
yeah.
on thing.
Okay, this is my first thing. Okay, perhaps move on with your first.
My thing. First thing. Yeah. Yes.
What's the category again? I forgot.
Three things.
Oh, to be ashamed
should
of.
Be ashamed
yeah, right.
of. So let me just think about it, because or I could just wait a second.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Oh. How long is this list? More than three, isn't it?
Takes forever.
You know, he forgot that he prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Okay.
Every time he forgot that he had prepared.
First thing, my personal thing, peanut butter.
Okay. Mm.
I don't like peanut butter.
Well,
I don't like the taste.
Completely wrong.
It's,
You're out.
It's unhealthy.
Is
what?
Peanut butter Canadian thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
And, I don't like the texture.
Huh?
Not crunchy, not anything.
Again, wrong.
And it's just too strong in taste. Like it's when I try peanut butter, it's like syrup or something. A concentration.
Whoa. Okay.
If German talks about concentration,
nothing good is happening next.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You should.
I hate peanut butter.
You know what you should try.
Whoa, no. No good thing can come from a dog owner from that point of view.
What should he try? Let me give you a chance.
Okay.
What should he try?
Do you have a sandwich?
He has to find something else.
Do you have a sandwich maker?
I do not anymore.
You do, but you know the sandwich maker where you do
a sandwich toaster.
A sandwich toaster. Do
yeah,
you
yeah.
Take
panini.
Two,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know
yes.
what you mean.
In Germany, we call it
sandwich maker. Or sandwich
maker
as well.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Sandwich
yes.
maker. Nobody calls it sandwich maker.
I'm sorry. You see?
It's a sandwich maker.
Jeez, come on, you're
it's
a German.
Like,
you know.
Sorry,
like
I'm
in Hindi.
Speak
you
clear.
Know, we know how to speak English.
Yes, it's a Hindi.
It's a Hindi. Yes.
It's on mobile.
Just on a, one half, you do Nutella, a lot of Nutella.
Whoa.
And on the other half, a lot of peanut butter. And then you press them together in the sandwich maker. Perfect.
Well, you have a Snickers.
Yeah.
That's perverse.
So?
It's perverse if you put your penis inside it.
It's also just once.
Yeah. That way you don't have it anymore. Not allowed.
It's shipped in the half.
How can you not like peanut butter?
I it's just nothing I like. It's a texture. It's
I think
you
just don't
know
how to use it.
It's something that completely...
Wish
like,
I had said that.
You take a spoon of peanut butter. You put it in your mouth.
Wait,
and the
okay,
first
wrong,
thing is,
wrong.
The first thing is,
you don't wait, eat butter. You don't eat normal butter by on a stick. You don't
you
take it like
jam.
A lollipop.
Have you never eaten an astronaut's waffle?
I don't want to answer this.
Simpsons?
No,
who was a free day on Sunday? Astronaut?
I got nothing.
Yeah,
I
make,
got
make a waffle. You put caramel in it, and then you wrap it around a stick of butter. No, but I just don't like it. If you get peanut butter in your mouth, the first thing peanut butter does it expands completely and it covers your whole mouth with it.
Oh,
and it's
a
just
sudden peanut butter came into my mouth.
It's just too intense in taste. And no, I really don't. The only way I can appreciate it is either in like a spoon in
what?
A whole in a whole wok with coconut milk in it.
Okay.
So
again, when you use it properly,
or
notice the common connection here.
Or the only thing is this:
wait,
is
okay,
one chocolate bar where I accept it. Oh yeah, Lion. Lion makes a peanut butter bar,
oh, yeah,
which
okay.
is okay. Which
but
is
have
peanut,
you never
yeah.
tried just a normal a German Brötchen? Yeah,
no,
a bun.
I do not like that.
And peanut butter and some jam.
Yeah.
No, when I was living in Ireland, we had peanut butter every day, and I tried it, and it comes right after Marmite. No, it's just I also don't like honey. So for
what?
Me, peanut, I hate it.
Okay, he's strange.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, and fuck peanut butter!
No, I'm sorry. You were making sense when you said put the peanut butter in some coconut milk and make a curry. That's how you use it properly.
Oh, like, yeah, but
just
you don't...
when you take a spoon and just eat it.
Like, you Americans...
Butter, it's got it right in the name. Butter. You don't do that with butter. Maybe, do you?
You know what's the worst thing about Americans? They eat toasted bread, yeah, untoasted.
What?
And then they cut off the...
You know, mean
smart
like
Americans
like
buy the bread without the crust.
They don't do that.
Mean like
they call it Wonder Bread.
Yeah, Wonder Bread. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
And you eat it without toasting it. This is
no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I know.
I saw you.
Okay.
I've unlearned such things.
I hate
peanut butter.
That really grinds my gear.
Lee, what are you ashamed of?
Well, what am I ashamed of, or what?
As a Canadian.
Oh, okay.
What is your opinion
questions.
On that on that topic?
Well, I can think of a few things, but I will go with food. Actually, I'll continue this.
Don't say poutine. No, you break his heart.
I wasn't gonna go there because that's not my part of Canada. I can't speak.
Okay,
about
but it's the best thing in Canada.
I don't know, but the food is a bit. You can eat very well. I mean, it's a rich country. You got lots of money. You can get anything you need. So you
you have French influence, isn't it? Right, and you have lots of water around you and lots of fish.
There you go. Yeah. For example, yes, but Canadian cuisine sucks.
Yeah, sucks definitely.
I mean.
Really? What is Canadian cuisine?
If you look it up on Wikipedia, there is an article. Well, article's a bit strong. It's a stub.
Oh, don't you have bacon covered in maple syrup?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, that might be a thing, but...
Okay.
But I swear there's a section on this that is some poll. Not like you, but...
I'm not a poll. I'm a Wookiee.
Oh, sorry. There it is, yes. The top three national dishes of Canada.
Poutine?
Poutine, fine.
I had it once in Germany.
Although, if that's in your top three...
I had poutine at Frittenberg, which is really bad.
Yeah, Frittenberg is
boring.
It's not good, but if
it advertises as Canadian street food. That's not a thing. 8 months out of the year, it's fucking frozen, and the rest of the year, well, a whole year, you have to drive. We don't have street food. We're not standing out. We're not standing outside people.
Oh, in Germany, street food does not mean that there's food from the street.
I know. It's complete.
It's
pounded on the street.
It just means it costs €3 more outside.
It just upset me as all.
Okay, next thing is butter tarts. What's a butter tart?
Okay, a butter tart is very tasty, but it's not a dish. Right?
Butter tart.
A butter tart is a tart.
It sounds like you're a butter tart. That works.
I like that.
That works.
I like
that.
Nice of you.
Quit being such a butter tart.
Is this
inside butter tart?
Is this
thing I could call Zibi, or is it more a thing I could call
your
girlfriend?
Or both.
Are you little butter tart?
I don't like the way you say that. But a butter tart is a little tart that has a filling of butter and pecans and butter. And
butter, pecans, and what?
More butter.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And a butter tart is quite tasty.
Oh, I saw that on my...
And as you've just seen, the third item on this list on Wikipedia is Kraft Dinner.
Yeah.
It's Kraft. It's the company.
Yes.
Kraft. And it's... Mac and cheese from the box.
Correct. So
I ate this once. I was there and I
once,
had, like,
I wish I'd only eaten it
it's
once.
It's TV dinner, right?
What? No. But
no!
It's in that
no.
category. Well, a TV dinner means it comes out of a box, you microwave it, and you fucking have this...
Yeah, but...
And you don't have to cool it.
This was served... Do you know the German 5-minute terrine?
Yes.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was served in something like this, and you just do water on it, but then
we
have to
do
put it in
not
the microwave.
Speak
yes.
ill
yes.
about German 5-minute terrine, especially not German 5-minute terrine with cartoffel puree, because this is the fucking best invention ever.
Yeah, but you wouldn't list it among your three top national dishes.
Should.
It's Italian food out of a fucking box from the Kraft Corporation.
Well, we have it as well.
Gehört
Miracoli Kraft?
Yeah.
Stimmt.
It's upsetting.
I live in this apartment since 9 months now.
Okay.
And when I moved in here, some things were there.
Now he gets his baby out of the closet.
Oh no, what is this?
And this is still in my cupboard because
oh, this is a rip-off of the original Miracoli spaghetti.
So yeah, we have a company called Miracoli, or like a brand called Miracoli.
For the six people listening at home, Wookie has a box of spaghetti with tomato.
Everybody in Germany knows what Miracoli is.
Yeah, I know, but this is the international.
Sadly,
yeah, because of all the Canadian friends of him who are listening right now. Because obviously he's telling
us.
I made a very funny.
Best regards to Lee's mom, who's listening right now.
Yeah.
Donde está?
Hello, Mrs. Lee.
Mrs. Lee.
My mother's number Asian 23. Immigrant? What is that?
I have the number 23. So this is a rip-off of a rip-off, as we now suggest. Because we call, in Germany, it's Miracoli. It's the most famous brand for a carton full of spaghetti and sauce, in an aluminum bag, and with fresh grounded cheese already next to it, which so much smells like vomit.
But
yes.
I personally think that Miracoli
is
that's
an immigration gift for me from me for you now.
I'm
and you will have
fine.
To eat it on the weekend and tell us on Monday how it was.
Okay.
Okay, it's the Canadian word. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
So yeah, craft food.
Craft dinner. Get it right.
Okay.
Trademark. One of our national dishes has trademark in the name.
Is it really a Canadian thing, or is it just something Canadians like?
Canadians eat
Canadians
a lot.
Eat.
Okay. Yeah. Which, I mean, that is shameful. You should be ashamed of that.
Yeah, but
Germany,
we have that food culture as well.
No,
as well.
You don't.
Germany is really famous for, and I mentioned that in this podcast a lot already, the Germans are a pretty cheap country when it's about food. They get pissed off when food ingredients are too expensive. That's why every country around Germany has better vegetables and everything, because they are they decide to pay more for that, so they get the fresher stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, in Germany, people, I mean, come on, go to a Rewe and just look at that, what people buy. It's two persons there. One person is just buying ready prepared food, and the other one is just buying bio.
I was gonna say
yes.
It's
and then
yes.
There's me buying
I
have the 10 euro steak and
steak and. Pasta in a box.
And prepared potatoes.
Pasta in a box. Yeah, prepared.
That's actually what I did.
Sliced potatoes in a glass. That's ridiculous.
No, I actually did. I bought these. I bought a steak for 10 euros at Rewe, and right next to it on the shopping in my shopping bag were ready sliced potatoes for fried potatoes.
Fertige
Bratkartoffeln. It was like, okay, that's a great combination.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, shame on us. No, but we are that bad.
No. Yeah. That bad you are not.
I don't know.
That bad you are not.
The thing is, in Germany tries to kind of hold it under control how many American merchandises or franchises can come here.
Yeah.
Like, there's a...
Okay.
Yes, there's a... there's... there's a limit of how many KFCs and Pizza Huts are allowed to be in Germany,
okay.
Like that. So they don't flood us or something like this. And of course, and they try the whole TTIP thing, trying to get that manufactured chicken and everything in here.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if they would flood that, and if the Americans try to get their 50-cent cheeseburgers to Germany,
50 cent sells to you cheeseburgers.
Yes, it's
got
9 bullets in it. No, but the Germans would accept that. They would actually do use
that.
And
I mean,
they would
become
as fat as the Americans.
But,
no.
but perhaps just because of curiosity. Because when I was in Canada, I went to the supermarket and I saw all the things I saw in every TV episode, every TV series I ever saw.
I actually would like to go to the cornflakes corner once.
So I bought cornflakes, some crunchy yellow ones. They taste like shit, but I ate them because I saw them at the Simpsons. And then, of course, there were this
Simpsons don't
this
have real cornflakes.
How there are these microwave
Pop-Tarts.
Hot pockets.
Pop-Tarts.
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 Pop-Tarts are the sweet things.
Yeah.
But there are Hot Pockets as well. Hot Pockets. It's like mini pizza.
Mr. Jim Gaffigan.
Oh. Yeah. Smells, tastes like bullshit. Crappiest thing I ever had in my mouth.
Sorry, Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There's a Cornflakes Corner, Flex Corner. A shop.
That?
You know that?
No, what is
Südstraße,
that?
Südstadt.
One of these hipster things where it's a restaurant where you can eat cereal.
Yeah. It's the first one in Germany, actually.
No, it might be.
I had the opportunity to try a lot of different American cornflakes there, which were pretty fun. I like Captain Crunch. Berry one.
I like Captain Crunch and I cannot.
Yes.
The other flakes can deny. Okay.
Why is that an experience going somewhere and eating Cap'n Crunch?
Because it's you have two choices: go there or order a half a kilo online and realize you hate it.
But you went.
Or you just don't do it.
I'd rather at least somebody could see you going out specifically to eat fucking cereal. Does the shame not keep you inside on Amazon ordering?
I think the
cereals.
Last time also I had a PS4 just bought a PS4 and had it with me there. So there was a guy with a Marvel cap and probably a Star Wars t-shirt sitting there with the PlayStation eating cornflakes. So, I mean,
this
how much shit
in?
That's how much more Big Bang Theory can you get?
Was you on your own or with a girlfriend?
No, I had my geek, I had my geek buddy with me.
Who?
My geek buddy.
Ah, not me. Who's your geek buddy?
You're not a geek. You're not at all. The only geek thing you know, the only thing you're geeky about is Eurovision Song Contest.
You have categories for your friends?
No, it's just no nicknames.
You're
Zebi.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
The weird one. The other weird one.
Yes.
No. Okay, so, Zebi, your second one.
Oh, come on. Wait, we were talking about...
That was the second one.
What?
Yeah. I forgot the second one. The second one was East Hastings.
East Hastings.
Hastings. Hastings.
I don't
Hastings.
Know.
Yeah.
Hastings.
Well, I had problems to find some kinds I didn't like from Canada. Perhaps I...
Well, actually,
is I from Canada?
That's the thing I wanted to start to finish with then. There's a lot more good things about Canada.
Oh, there are more. Not that.
But okay. So you don't have anything anymore?
No, do you have any?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Go on then.
Tom Green!
To be ashamed of?
Yes!
Bullshit!
Worst comedian ever!
No!
You know,
I
Tom Green.
Right? Okay, alright.
My bum is on your face. My bum is on your face. Road Trip. The guy in the coffee house. Reheating the waffles. There's powdered sugar and I can't eat powdered sugar. Alright. And then he licks it. Jesus Christ.
Have you not
Tom Green is not funny.
Tom Green is something special. National treasure.
This one.
No, he's a freak.
Yeah,
he's a freak.
One does not exclude the other.
If I would name a comedian the Canadian treasure, then it would be Jim Carrey.
No.
Yes.
No.
Had way more impact on me.
Norm MacDonald. See, there's your outnumbered winner. No question.
It's okay. Yes, he's funny. He's a funny guy.
Really,
but I do like Jim Carrey more.
But okay, sorry. Tom Green, have you seen Freddy Got Fingered?
Yes.
Who got fingered?
Freddy.
Ah.
Come on.
Obviously.
I think, have you seen it recently?
No.
Okay.
Because of reasons. Because of Tom Green.
Watch it. It'll change your life again. It'll change it back.
I saw, when I was younger, I saw the Tom Green show on MTV.
This is the Tom Green Show. It's not the Green Tom Show. This is my favorite show. I don't know. It's brilliant. From the theme song, which I clearly don't remember very well, to the
really
rest of the show.
It's poorly made. It's probably...
This is what I'm talking about earlier. This is what I was talking about.
Okay. This is what you're talking about?
It's amazing that you became that intelligent.
Just give them money to do whatever the fuck they want and let them do it.
Ah.
And you will get gold.
It's real life.
Low quality gold.
It's really.
I dare you to search Celery Generals.
Celery, like the vegetable.
Yes. Celery Generals.
But we can't look at a YouTube movie.
I know that. copyright, right? Yeah.
How exactly is celery that spelled in English?
C-E-L-E-L-Y.
I don't know how it's spelled in German.
C-E-L?
Yeah.
E-L-Y.
Yeah.
Celery genitals?
Generals.
Generals.
Whatever.
Search what you want. There you go. All right. Yeah.
Just 12 seconds, this one?
No.
No.
We can watch it for like two.
We'll watch it later. We'll watch it later when,
that's
the
also a common thing for us.
Coming down.
Like every third episode.
I can watch.
Afterwards, just, we watch.
See, it's got an Urban Dictionary entry. It must be great.
A Tom Green derived game
derived.
That we derived. Thank you. Yeah, like my English teacher. It's terrible. A Tom Green derived game that requires two people to each have their own salary, each general. A celery torso, celery arms, celery legs, a cherry tomato head, what? And to place them on their own lane of a two-lane highway. If one celery general gets run over by a car, the opponent has to eat a flattened celery general. Salad dressing is optional.
Fuck!
You see, you laugh and
you
say...
I laugh because
you
read it funny.
No, you heard the words, you did a beautiful
that's
job reading it.
That's a horrible
idea! Of course it's a horrible
idea!
The example is...
But it's brilliant, who would think of it?
The example
is... The idea that you give
generic
money to somebody with this kind of idea is beautiful. This is on my things to be proud of.
Oh, you know, he's blossoming now.
Yeah.
Now, the whole time, we could not get anything out of him, right?
Well, then
try
you
to
mentioned
make
Tom
funny,
Green.
And then we come with the worst thing about Canada, and he's just, he's there now.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing, it's one of the best things.
The example sentence in this Urban Directory paper here is, no, Jeffrey, you have to eat the celery general off the road. Off the road. Off the road is English. Off the road. Don't even bother bringing paper plates next time.
I think the worst thing about Tom Green is his facial expression.
Oh, yeah.
He always looks like thinking about like how dumb am I? Try to look aggressive and what is that in my arse?
that, yeah.
Yeah. He's always questioning like, should I really do that? He should think longer. But he's not doing anything anymore.
I think he, you know what he is doing? He's moved into the big world of podcasting.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so that's why, you know, come on.
Oh, you thought
like
this
that
would be a Tom Green thing here.
Not everybody has a podcast, huh?
Everybody.
Has a podcast. I thought this would be my stellar intro to the world of podcasting, and an invitation from Tom Green would be forthcoming.
Yeah, because Tom Green
we
is one of
him.
He's one of your 42 listeners.
One of
could
his
be. He is that yeah weird. It's his Einschlaf podcast. There's a German podcast called Einschlaf podcast.
Oh.
It has already like 600 episodes or something, and it's a guy just first half just talking about the last week, like in this really smooth, deep voice, and the second half he reads from legal books like Alice in Wonderland or something, and Kant.
Kant.
Okay, you have a second thing.
Which list are we doing now?
Still. We have just one list.
Things to be ashamed of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Tom Green.
No. We've covered that, and no. Justin Trudeau.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
But
he is so cute.
Yep. You've proved my point beautifully. Yes.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
He's like the Canadian Macron.
I wish.
He's
I
like
wish
a young Stalin.
Young Stalin.
No?
Actually, you're referring to that picture of young Joseph Stalin.
No, I just made something up, actually.
Oh.
I've never prepared.
Well, that was creative.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you very much.
No.
That's the right... You see, that's how you should react.
Why don't you like Trudeau?
Yeah.
I don't like...
Is he on your to-do list?
He is not on my to-do list. I don't like that somehow a guy with no qualifications... Other than being a substitute drama teacher and a snowboard instructor.
He was a drama teacher?
A substitute drama teacher.
Yeah.
And that he somehow became the leader of a country of 35.
So he's like Mr. Schneebly, the original one from School of Rock.
Indeed, yes.
Huh. So Mr. Schneebly is now...
Is now...
President?
In charge of a G7
country. Prime Minister.
Prime Minister, yeah.
You know, there was a famous Austrian guy who was only into arts and something like this.
Yeah.
And
well,
didn't get to art school. And
but he became quite.
But he became quite successful and and popular.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Justin, a guy named Justin, is able to grow a beard. I just saw that Backstreet Boys brought out a new song with a new music video, which sucks hard.
I'm scared.
But
to
now
watch
they
it.
Try to look old, and that
try
looks, that yeah, it's
the intervening 20 years have done.
They
that.
They look really really weird. They don't look like they should be on television anymore.
Yeah,
they're not. They don't even look good enough to be on the Eurovision Song Contest.
The problem is all the plastic surgery they did, because obviously they didn't have any money left to
yeah, that's why they do that.
And to pay an improper
college funds.
That's actually a sad thing.
No, it's
just Jack Black and Carl Gass do also have to do a new album because they need money. That's
see there, that's closer to a sad
thing.
Okay.
Why do I want to say fat?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a fat show.
I have another thing like of what Canadians should be ashamed of.
Oh. Are we done with Justin?
I hope so.
Isn't it the worst thing that his first name is Justin? It's like
Justin Bieber.
So who's your prime minister? Justin. Oh, and who's the president? Steve.
Is Justin is the name Justin the same like the German Kevin?
Well, the German Kevin is a start. I'm not sure how.
Two most famous Canadians
German
right now are called Justin.
Are both Justins, you're right.
Justin
Bieber.
Bieber, of course.
Are you a believer?
I am not. No.
No?
No.
Were you?
No.
Why do we have a tattoo of him?
It was a drunken night. I prefer not to remember it. No.
Good story.
Not even.
Okay.
No, yeah, I don't know, Justin. I mean, whatever, Justin. Fine.
Is he from the French part, probably, right? He looks like he's from the French part.
Yep. That's what I'm leading to, because the third thing of what Canada should be ashamed of is the French part of Canada.
What?
Totally.
Why?
Because I've been there. I made a trip from Toronto to Quebec, so I get the whole Canadian experience, you know?
It's not the whole thing, but okay.
It's pronounced Quebec.
Quebec. Like the German Quebec.
Yeah. Quebec. Yeah. Laugen, Quebec. Der Laugen.
It was pretty cool. I started in Toronto, cool city, everything English, nice hockey club, everything fine. So, and then we go to Ottawa.
Yeah.
Ottawa, or like the Germans say, Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. And that begins. Half English, half French.
Cross that river. Yep.
Yeah, you cross that river and you are lost. We are driving with a car, yeah? And driving down the Highway 1. Of course, the Highway 1, because there's only one highway through Canada.
That's right.
The Highway 1. Yep.
Why did they number it?
I really don't know. You know,
they can just call it the highway.
You know, the Highway 1 starts on Vancouver Island and ends, I think, in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Neufundland.
Yeah.
Is it called Newfoundland?
Newfoundland, yeah.
Newfoundland, okay. But they didn't get it right to organize that they can't decide on which side on the ocean the kilometer zero is, the mile zero is. So
it starts in the middle.
No, so on both sides is the mile zero. They have...
So you have the 50-50 chance to meet up when you're an Uber driver.
Yeah. Meet me at the mile zero of Canada. Is this a popular joke in Canada?
No.
So what's in the middle? What's in the middle then?
Winnipeg.
3,004.
Winnipeg. Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
That sounds like a native... Like a native.
It's a native word.
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I think it means Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. It's an old...
Okay.
It's like the Canadian version of Native American casinos. Like, yeah, it's just an adventure land and you can Winnipeg.
Okay, but I was complaining about the French part of Canada. You just cross the river and suddenly everything is French. You know, on the way to the French part, everything was... Bilingual.
Yeah, well,
so everything was in English and French, and then suddenly everything French.
Yeah,
that's French. That's being French is all about.
Stop. They are the French Canadians.
Go to fucking Paris and try to talk somebody.
Come
talk
on,
somebody
no.
In English.
The French Canadians are even worse than the French themselves, because you go through the French part of Canada and you don't see stop signs. You see signs with the word arrête. Even in France, you have signs. And then you drive down the road and see the sign, arrête.
Which I do believe is...
Stop.
But, yeah. But I do believe it's isn't it misspelled? Because they cut off the E.
Never seen that.
Because well, I suppose properly it should be arrêté.
Arrêté.
But they just cut it off at the T, I do believe.
How is arrêté spelled?
Arrêté.
I mean, well, yeah.
Perhaps
yeah, but they always drop some letters.
It's a noun,
it's,
I guess.
And it's a Canadian accent, isn't it? Because
no, then there would be an H behind the E.
I know that there are difference between French and Canadian French, because there are different dubs of Frozen. Because if you
Frozen,
yeah. If you there's this famous video about Elsa singing here Let It Go in all,
which is quite similar to Barbara Streisand in what's the movie called where she got an Oscar from? Papa, can you hear me?
Oh fuck!
Do you want to build a snowman?
But this is not the song I was referring to.
Yentl.
Yeah, but there is this famous YouTube clip with all dubs.
Various languages, yes.
In various languages, yeah. It's a fantastic song because there you see the strength of Disney, and it's possible to translate it in every language.
This podcast is sponsored by Disney.
But there you see a Canadian French and a French French. I don't
let
know if
it go yeah. How far are you from the A part? From the wood part.
It's not a part. It's
so it's just all over the place.
No, it's more,
is it like
it's
a,
more
is
like
a casta?
Yes, exactly. Yes, it's the A cast. Yes, we have a caste system in Canada.
You do,
and the lowest one's the A, and a wood.
And you have to excuse yourself always to the cast. On top of you.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Oh. But no, it's
can
it's
you
more
can
of
you
a...
speak in that way?
What's
this all about?
I can. It's difficult, actually. See if I can try to do like a stereotypical hoser accent, you know?
But
I didn't grow up. That's not my.
I mean,
my friends don't speak like that.
I don't know any other country than Germany that has so many different dialects.
What?
Like, you have... In Canada, we just know the French Canadians.
Yeah.
We have the American-speaking Canadians. And we have the abode guys. Come to Germany and you have, like, tons of different dialects.
Yeah.
Like Berlin.
Yeah. But it's totally
normal. Every city.
That's pretty normal.
Go to Italy, go to Britain.
I don't know. For me, Britain is quite close to that.
Spain.
But... For Spain, for me, Spain is also just...
Switzerland has five different languages in the whole country.
Yeah, but that does not do anything to the dialect. That's a different language.
Perhaps Italian is a different dialect of German. Scusi.
So, Mr. Quick.
Yeah, so anyway.
Card. Okay, I do still have a third thing.
No,
I'm
good.
Prepared. Nobody has any third things?
Please, go on.
You're right after me.
Oh,
so
the weather. So there's one. Anyway, go ahead.
Weather? No, the weather. Let's talk about the weather. Why the weather? Oh, you don't like snow, that's why.
Anything below 15 degrees is... I hate that snow too, yes.
Yeah. But then you have to move to Vancouver, because Vancouver is pretty warm.
Pretty warm?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
like
colder
Cologne.
Than here. Yeah.
It is.
Colder than Cologne.
Luke.
It's grayer than Cologne.
Hmm.
Twice as expensive. Boring as hell.
Now, Vancouver isn't that, but they have a Five Guys burger restaurant.
The
hockey club.
The way you talk about Canada
makes me
understand Zebi a lot better.
Okay.
Why he likes Canada so much.
Oh,
because
it's the most important part you say is
boring.
You can just make jokes about it and it's boring. Yeah. Okay, so my last and third thing is Ryan fucking Gosling.
I was not
I hate
sure
that
which
guy.
Which
I hate
you're
that
pick.
I don't like it.
Okay.
He's
Captain America, is he?
No, that's
okay.
Chris Evans.
He's Deadpool, no?
No,
that's the other Ryan.
And
you would think I would say you should be ashamed of Ryan Reynolds. Nobody should be ashamed of Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Especially not if you've seen Deadpool too.
Did he ever play
any Marvel? He's the Tom Green of Marvel.
Ryan. Whoa! Go fuck you. Wash your mouth. Are you looking for Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah,
Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling, that's the guy who stole Eva Mendes from us. And that's the guy every girl 10 years ago fell in love with.
Do you know that in Germany, synchronizing voice of Bart Simpson is the same as the one of Eva Mendes?
Yeah.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah. Fun fact! Woo! Go on.
Yeah, the fun thing is, right? Bart Simpson, Ash Ketchum from Pokemon, all synchronized, all dubbed by females.
What was my first thing about Germany that I hate?
Oh, yeah, dying.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate Ryan Gosling. I don't like him. I don't think he's a good actor, and I think the best thing people say about him is for me the worst thing. They say he has so kind eyes. I say he has such fucking boring eyes.
Did he play any superhero?
No.
No.
No. And he should not. That's probably the first step for me to step away from the MCU if he ever joins. That would be horrible.
Is there a spot free for him?
Not for you.
We have
all the German evil guys already.
Perhaps there's definitely a superhero who isn't in the MCU right now, but is in the Marvel Universe and can be introduced in the MCU.
I think there's around about 7,000 characters from.
Yes, so they can take one of them and perhaps
somebody who dies fast. Vanisher. Never mind.
So lost.
Yeah. No, I don't like Ryan Gosling.
I really did not like Drive.
Have you seen Drive?
Tell me why. What?
Drive, the movie with him. Silver Jacket. First things like, oh god, I hate Ryan Gosling, and then, okay, let's watch the movie. And it starts with Pink Font.
What?
Comic Sans.
You know, this is the part of...
Oh, font.
Font. It's in French Canada we say font.
This is the part of like every episode where I get tired and
he's actually becomes racist now, but he's afraid of you now. So yeah, fuck Canada. No. Okay. Any good things about Canada?
Poutine.
Ryan Reynolds.
The kindness. Everything was so nice. Everybody was except the French ones. But
I think that makes you popular with half of Canada. Right
I
now.
Went in Montreal to in a restaurant, okay, and I it was very good. I ate a burger or something like this, typical Canadian food, yeah.
Poutine burger, probably,
yeah. And then I ordered the bill, the check, and the waiter came to me, and this was my first time in Germany, in Canada, and you know,
I know
we are
did.
Germans, we like.
I know what you didn't do.
We like cash, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I saw the numbers on the balance and plus 10-20% and just tip them according to the what was there. So everything was fine. I was packing my backpack and wanted to go, and then the waiter came back to us and said, "No, that's not enough."
And I said, what? What?
Yeah,
I think they are so polite.
No, I paid exactly what I had to pay, and a tip on top. But it was not enough because
because they don't put the taxes on it.
Right, must be that, right?
I don't know.
I forget about that.
Yeah. Well,
okay. How much is taxes in Canada on
depends
that?
Depends where you are,
but
and who you are. If you are a German,
the thing right now, Zemi said he put like 20% on top of that.
Yeah.
When you tell me now the taxes are 7%, we know he's a cheap ass and he did not give any extra.
Now the problem with cash was we don't want to have any change, so we just take the bills and said, "Here, take
good.
This bill and
yeah.
it's good." Yeah,
which I love about Germany.
Yeah, we started to do that in Argentina actually.
Yeah. But no,
okay,
yeah.
in Quebec, I think it would be what 5% for the national tax,
yeah.
I believe, and then a provincial tax of probably 7%. That'd be my guess.
So let's say 12%.
Yeah, something like that.
Cheap ass.
I come on.
20%.
I get into
a fight if I don't get 20% or more, because my girlfriend is a waitress. So if I don't tip really good,
I get problems. And it's actually quite fair because, come on, I do not tip as good if I be passed around by many waiters.
Well, yeah.
Or like in a special pub where we go sometimes.
Yes.
You order by one person, and then at the end, there's another person coming and is taking the money.
Yeah.
And why should I pay her? And I know, I don't know actually if in this pub, there are two different
systems.
Either the waitress keeps the tip, or they have to
communal
tip. Yeah, and so I don't know if it's there. So therefore,
I think they share it.
I don't know.
I think one of them.
Oh, and there's also like no tips for you. Everything goes to the staff or to the boss.
Wow.
Which is not allowed in Germany, but still there are still bars who do that.
Boah. But would you go to a bar like that?
If I would know that, I wouldn't. Even though if I had no other opportunity, no, I don't think.
When did that happen? Last week I didn't tip my waitress. I was in
He
was in the after. Yes, I was at my golf club. You know, at the weekend I'm going to my golf club.
Oh, in the golf club, you don't tip in the golf club. That's just
yes.
Again the cast.
And after I came in from my round, this was a very. It was a delightful round. I was sitting there and just drinking my grapefruit schorle, which I ordered because I had to drive. And then I see, oh fuck, I don't have any cash. So I wanted to pay with card, but I had to buy another drink because the minimum wage, the minimum sum I had to reach is $10. Can you say bucks if you call if you talk about euros?
Yeah, bucks. Yeah? Buck is
okay.
A,
you allow it. Okay,
it's a kröte.
Okay, you have to $10.
10 kröten muss zahlen.
10 euro bucks. I have to reach 10 European bucks to pay by card.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I bought another drink. I get it 10 euros. I paid 10 euros. I didn't tip her because I didn't want to buy the second one. But I had to.
Well, I do understand that if you're frost. And how was her tone? Was she nice telling you that?
She was nice. Nice tits. Oh, everything was fine.
You pay 10% for the tits. You know that.
Yeah. Ah, tits, not tips.
What's your handicap?
Autism. 33.5.
No, I don't even understand handicaps.
I think he has 33 and a half shots more than the ground
par.
Needs.
Yeah.
If I play ever
that's
against
like,
Tiger
that's
Woods,
like
I'm allowed to make 33 strokes more than him.
That's like elephant albatross.
Thank you for your third part. Third thing. Your third thing.
We had the weather already.
We're done with it.
It's just all about now the last thing, the good things about Canada. All
right. No, actually, the weather is a bit of a cheap shot just because...
The whole episode is a cheap shot, right?
We are talking 2 hours now. And
already?
Then, yes.
Oh, great.
But I cut it down to
have
at least
fun
1 hour.
1 hour? You got gold here. Not really, but...
Canadian gold.
It's better than the drunken episode last time. We talked 4 hours Ooh. About Marvel and we were totally drunk.
Whoa, okay.
I was talking.
He was talking about Marvel. Everybody there was... You can actually hear how we are shaking our heads and...
No, actually, the most head shaking was when... Every time we realized he didn't see the movie.
Yeah.
See, that's where I would be.
Next Monday on the quiz, the theme round will be Marvel knowledge.
Is that right?
And we agreed that Zebi will be the only person to answer this round.
Yeah, we have to talk about this because I will not attend on Monday.
No, don't talk about it. He will be there and he will answer
there.
The question.
I won't be there.
You won't be there?
No.
Great! So I can win.
You can win.
Fuck you!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this was fucking Lee.
This was I Love Lamb, fucking Lee.
I Love Lamb, fucking Lee.
It's a movie I never wanted to star in.
You can find us on Pornhub.
Definitely, this will be our first episode in Pornhub because half of people can now understand us.
True. I heard that the comment section on Pornhub should be really funny because there are people who just go through and comment everything around the porn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've seen some
memes. I saw it on Reddit. That's really fun.
Some
yeah.
to that effect. correct, yeah.
But I really don't want to go there and research that.
Why not?
No, of course not.
If you go on a porn site, you go for the porn. Everything else is just...
I go for the articles.
Yeah? What was the last article you read there?
Something about comments.
I think the best thing about Pornhub next to porn is the advertisement. The world's biggest collection of nothing. No, the advertisement is really good.
You mean hot singles in my area want to meet me?
I like the internet analytics after special events, like a soccer World Cup finals or something. You see the hit rate on this page is falling down to zero, and then it's halftime. Whoop!
Oh, Pornhub is also on Valentine's Day. They give out premium accounts for one day for free. Which is, I mean, it must be fun to work for advertisers there.
Yeah.
You can just do everything. It's like, oh, you can't say that. You can say anything in there. You can say, no, I don't say that. Because we're not a pod. Yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee. This was I Love Lamp, the podcast. Many thanks to Lee, our special guest.
Thank you very much for trying out that weird experience.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Next week will be this episode totally translated into German.
I have.
I'm funny in German. That's
I
good.
Actually have something prepared for next week.
You do?
Yes. But I'm not telling you.
But you're not telling me now.
Okay. I'll tell you tomorrow.
You tell me tomorrow.
Yes.
Do I have to prepare anything?
Yes, you will have to. So that's why I'll tell you.
Okay.
But I think it's a fun idea. It's something about an American comedian, actually.
Ah.
Okay.
Du hast eine Hausaufgabe.
Der Hausaufgabe.
Meine Damen und Herren, das war I Love Them, der Podcast Folge 89. Wir entschuldigen uns für unser tolles Englisch. Danke, Wookie, für dein tolles Englisch. Danke, Sebi.
Sebi,
sehr gerne.
Dein Englisch ist viel besser, als du denkst.
Thank you very much.
Ja.
I really appreciate... you know, my English gets much better if I switch into German accent, which...
I think it would be way better if you would have been drunk.
He was
we need to make a drunk... International episode.
A drunk international episode.
Oh, yes. Actually, Lee is also quite funny drunk.
Always funny.
Oh, we had a real fun evening once when we got totally wasted.
We did.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And this feature
we're
you
sucking.
Will see on Pornhub next time.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Ciao!